Welcome to my very first episode of the Business Guru Podcast. I am so excited, guys. So I've honestly been wanting to start a podcast for a really, really long time, and now I have decided to do it. So first, I just want to touch on what I will be sharing in this podcast. I feel like the main reason that I started was because I feel like I have a lot of information to give, and I just didn't know how to be able to give it. So with that, I want to bring on different creatives that I feel like are walking in their purpose. So any of the guests that come on my show, it's either someone that I see or someone that I've met or someone that I've felt that was either walking in their creative purpose. And I just truly appreciate people like that. So thanks for tuning in to this first episode. We have amazing things coming, so stay tuned. My first guest, guys. So this is someone that I have known since I started my makeup artist journey years ago. And this girl has honestly had just a positive impact on me. She always was very sweet, always had a positive vibe to her. And I really, really just appreciated that. So I brought this girl on because I feel like she is a great addition to anyone that she meets. And I want to be able to for her to share her story and give her creativeness to you guys. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my first guest. You guys may know her as C. Nicole, but I call her Sierra.
You do.
I call her Sierra. And if you live in Cleveland, Ohio, and you have not been to her store or worn her brand, you must be living under a rock. But this is Miss Private and Public. So she has, like, I feel like the number one women's apparel brand in Cleveland. And I feel like you deserve that title.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
I'm about to cry.
No, I'm serious.
She just gave it to
me. I honestly feel like you deserve that title. Thank you. And I feel like you've been putting in work for years and years. And people are just now seeing you on this journey, I feel like they missed the best parts of you because you've been doing this for a very long time. This is not something that you just popped up with a store, you know, kind of being a boss in this industry. So that's why I really want to shed light so that people know exactly who you are and know that, you know, you didn't just start this and you didn't become like this overnight success story.
Not at all.
So most people, especially when they think of entrepreneurs, they think that this is something that we have been doing like full time all the time. And for my instance, I started being an entrepreneur when I was 20 years old. However, I met you when you were working like a job.
A real
and
job.
And people did not know.
No one knew I had
that
a job.
You worked, because anytime we seen you, it was always private and public, private and public. So I think that that's important for people to know that you can start out like that and you can still become an entrepreneur.
For sure.
It does not have to be something that you do 24 hours a day. However, the more time and energy that you put into it, the more successful you are going to be.
I totally agree with you on that.
So how long were you at your job?
So for those who don't know, I worked at a company called Swage Lock. It is a factory. I mean, I think that's the easiest
way. I worked at Swage Lock. Yes. Yeah.
So I worked at Swage Lock. I was at Swage Lock for a total of 10 years.
Oh, my God.
I did 10 years at Swage Lock. By far the best company I have ever worked at.
That's amazing.
Like, I give them all of the credit.
Yeah.
So working there, I started out as a temporary associate, of course, years ago.
Right.
I really started working there because I needed a schedule that was fitting for me to still have a life. So, you know, sometimes when you work in different clothing stores, they're staying open to 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to have open availability. But at Swage Lock, it's like a real job. So you have like real set hours, no matter what day it is.
Exactly.
So I started out at Swage Lock and I really just moved my way up. So by the time I left Swage Lock, I was in the corporate office working
yes,
over
corporate.
87 engineers, you know,
yes.
Like the young black girl with no degree.
Wow.
Like really moved up. So that's my corporate side. That, you know, like that's me really having like a real 9 to 5. But in the midst of all of that, I started Private and Public in 2018.
Okay.
So I really started Private and Public in 2017, but I took like a full year to like research, like make sure I had the right logo, make sure I was doing everything the right way. Because I'm a Virgo. Yeah. One thing about me, if I'm a doer, you got to do it right.
You have to do it right.
I always live by like, if you come and come correct every time.
Yeah.
So I started Private and Public in 2017. I did not launch it until 2018, March of 2018. How it came about, so funny story, I got like a couple of really, really close friends. Mm-hmm. So they're like, Sierra, you need to start a boutique. I'm like, I ain't selling no boutique clothes. What I look like? You know, like, oh, I ain't got time for that. Because yeah. I was making decent money at Swage Lock. Exactly. If anybody knows Swage Lock, they make bank. Like, I was making money.
What was your position?
So I was an administrative assistant for engineering.
Oh, beautiful. Yes. Love it.
So, but before that, I was a facilitator. So I taught different classes. So I was always a people person. I can always hold a conversation. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So I did, like, the whole nine yards. But I live like two totally complete different lives. Like Swage Lock didn't know C. Nicole.
Yeah.
But C. Nicole didn't know Swage Lock.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So yeah. Like while I'm at work, it's Sierra or Miss McCoy.
Yeah.
But like outside of work, I'm like, I love clothes. I'm getting dressed. Like
yeah.
I'm the person that wanna put on clothes. So my friend's like, I just feel like you do a really, really good job. Like no matter what you wear, you make it look good. So I'm just like, girl, don't nobody care about all that. You know, like I don't care. So they constantly texting through group. And I'll give them all the credit. So it's Talia and then Ashley. Those are like, you know, like
I know both of them.
Yeah, like those my girls. Like when it comes to business, we are always there, you know, like every step of the way.
Yeah.
So they're like, you need to start something. So I'm just like, I'm really not feeling it. So I'm like, all right, y'all come up with a name. I'm going to do it. It was so simple.
Wow. Listen, they came up with your name.
I was like, can it be C. Nicole's Closet? They was like, no.
No, not at all. Like, this is not She by Sherrat.
Yeah, I'm like looking at it like, it don't have to be that hard. Like, if I'm giving the looks, it don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's how I looked at it. So they was like, we want something that explains to the T, but we don't want it to be your name. Because everybody knew C. Nicole, you know, respectfully.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Everyone knew who C. Nicole was, but I'm like, all right, what can we do? So when I say they're in group message, I got 70 messages. I ain't responded back to none. Because I'm at work.
Yeah.
They always been entrepreneurs. So I'm at work. I'm all right. Like, they texting 70 messages trying to figure out a name. You know what I'm saying? So they like, I don't remember which one came up with it, but they literally was like Private and Public.
Wow.
So I'm just like, explain. Like, you're going to have to give me more before I say yes. Because now we talking about building me a brand, you know? So I'm just like, what
your
we gonna
friends
do
built you a and that's a brand. Your friends came up with your brand
name.
They
came up. It was my two closest friends. Yes.
That is. I've never heard of anything like that before in my life.
So I'm just like, why Private and Public? And they literally was like, because we feel like you are the most popularest girl and no one knows your life.
Yeah.
Like, to date, like, people like, you used to work at Swage Lock? I'm like, yeah, I gave Swage Lock 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
You know, like, Monday through Friday. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a dedicated worker, so I know how to work. I'm not scared to punch a clock. But I have to give Talia and Ashley all of the credit for the name Private and Public. I know.
That is so beautiful. And I was going to ask you, how did you came up with your name?
They are 100% responsible. So once they did that, I'm just like, all right, let's just give it a shot.
Yeah.
When I say I start taking trips to every fashion district, every manufacturer, like anywhere I can go that was affordable for me, I did it. Like, my sister, I got an older sister, she's always traveling. So I'm like, oh, you in L.A.? Bet, I'm coming out there with you. She's like, oh, you can come. I took her to the, you know, to the area that I go to and, like, meet certain people. She like, this cannot be the clothes that people are selling. It was horrible. Oh, my God. Like,
it was terrible.
It was terrible. Like, my first experience, it was terrible. But I'm just like, no, I extended my trip.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not coming home. Like, I just don't feel like I'm full enough. Like, I didn't get nothing.
I didn't get nothing out of it.
Yeah, I didn't get nothing out of it. You don't just fly 4 hours away for nothing.
Exactly.
Google is like everything.
I was on Google
every hour on the hour searching everything. But the name Private and Public definitely came from my two close friends, Talia and Ashley.
That's amazing. Yes. So if you guys are struggling with a brand name, go find y'all some friends.
Because they're going to look at it a whole different...
Yeah, from a different angle. And it's like the outside looking in.
Yes.
Yeah. That's amazing. So you started your company. So this is all happening while you at Swage Lock.
Yes,
Here's the name. So you start taking trips on the weekend.
Yes.
To these different fashion shows and things like that.
Yes. Any type of show that had to do with like wholesale buying.
Wow.
I had to get my foot in. And then a lot of stuff can be done online. You'll be surprised. So, like, now I'm telling you, as 5 years in, I don't have to move. I don't go nowhere.
So I got to ask you this question because I know this is a very popular. Is people still ordering clothes from Alibaba?
Probably so.
Okay. Do they have like reputable suppliers?
Absolutely do.
Wow.
They absolutely do.
And I think people downplay it and people don't realize that this is just a vendor marketplace, just like any place else. For sure. And I used to tell people about Alibaba all the time, but it's for clothes, I didn't think that they were reputable suppliers.
I'll just stop you. They do have very, very good vendors.
Yeah.
Private and public, don't order from there.
Yeah, period.
Respectfully.
Period.
that's just not my style of clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I care about the quality a little too much.
Yeah.
Have I ordered from there before? Yes. I feel like anybody that got a business, hair, they're going to get on there, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And find what you're looking for. But the quality and the material that you can get, it really don't make sense. And then sending it back is a whole different headache.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You're not going to send it back.
Yeah, you're not going to send it back.
Yeah.
So it's to the point where I haven't did it in years at this point. But I have ordered from there. And I like got the clothes. I'm just like, yeah, Mom, you can have that. Get that to Grandma. Like,
yeah.
Just let's clean up those.
Yeah.
And I just had to take it as an L.
Yeah.
Yep. But, you know, to each his own. A lot of people don't have my same style.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And honestly, so I don't think that people realize. So even when I found my first cosmetic vendor for my cosmetic company, I was actually going to I was going to trade shows around the world. And especially if you live in a small city, you know, we live in Cleveland, so
we don't get that much action.
So I was flying to different places to meet vendors. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that people realize how far it could get you just by being in that place and kind of seeing, you know, the different things.
But that's a whole different podcast for you.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. It's so, have you ever paid attention to the girls online? Like, oh, I can teach you how to be an entrepreneur.
Oh, and I'm just like, I see him all day.
Me at this big age and making, you know what I'm saying, what I've made, I'm like, I still don't feel like I'm good enough to teach that yet.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole
I think that you are. I just want to add that.
Thank you so much. Everybody say that, but I'm just like, respectfully, I ain't touch a meal yet. Like, I touched some money, but until I have a certain amount of money sent in my account, I don't have nothing to share.
Absolutely.
Because I'm going to make you a millionaire and I got to teach myself before I can really throw it out there.
Absolutely. But you also have to understand that those are your personal goals. Some people just want to make $100,000. They just want to touch six figures.
That ain't going to do nothing for me.
Yeah. For you.
I know.
But for other people, you know what I mean?
Yes.
For other people. And I don't think that people realize it's like really small things that people be like, oh,
definitely.
You know, and it changed the trajectory of where they are going.
Yes.
So that's good. I'm so also with finding these vendors, people sleep on Google.
For sure.
I have found so many things. Honestly, if you tell me that you are looking for something that you cannot find, I feel like you are not looking hard enough.
I promise you, that's exactly how I feel.
Because I will reword it 50 different...
100 times.
100 times just to find what I am looking for.
Yes.
And even I tell my makeup students this, you have to realize that Google is a search engine that searches every single website there is out here. So if there's something that you're looking for, you are going to find it on Google first. Yes. And if you cannot find it, and honestly, guys, so in any industry that you're in, whether it's cosmetic, apparel, you have to get out and get to these trade shows. Google a trade show that is within whatever category that you work in and go to these trade shows, guys. Drive, get a flight, make a thing out of it. But honestly, Google and trade shows is the number one ways to find vendors.
Sure.
So, after you came up with your name.
Came up with my name.
And you started researching, you started flying out. What was the next step for you?
So, I did everything that needed to be done behind the scenes. So, as far as like an LLC, an ENI, I just wanted to cross all my T's and dot all my I's before I even told anyone what I was doing.
Who taught you how to do that?
So, I actually have a close friend. She's in law school.
Wow.
So, yeah, me and her was like, she's like the behind the scenes for private and public. She does everything.
That's
like
amazing.
Anything I needed that I didn't understand, she was like my backbone.
Yeah.
And she's also, I call her my personal Google. You know how we love Google. She's like my personal Google. So, wow. Like, she like, oh, yeah, Google. I found it. Like, oh, we can do this.
Where did you meet? Where did you meet these friends at? I really want to know how you met your friends because.
So, I've been friends with them for like years. Yeah. Okay. So like, even when I was friends with them, we didn't know that we were going to grow up and be who we were today.
Exactly.
So like, even with me telling you guys like how resourceful my friends are.
Exactly.
We didn't know we was going to be this resourceful growing up. Like, you know, like we are real. We turned into some grown women. Yeah. Like we real grown right now.
That's what life would do that to you.
Like you can tell me at 33, I'll have my own store and be a full-time entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't a goal for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just kind of happened.
Because you were happy and you were at a job.
Yeah, that, I think I was just kind of content. So now I'm like real, I always need more.
Yeah.
I'm never satisfied.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I can't really say like you. Me, when you first started doing my makeup, you know, wherever we was at, however it got started.
I was in my kitchen.
I know. I wasn't going to say that.
No, I want people to know, y'all. Yes, I was Marche, in my first kitchen time doing my makeup.
My girl was pregnant.
Yes.
And she was in her kitchen.
Yes.
And she beat me to the god.
Yes.
And I was coming
at 6 o'clock in the morning because she had a flight to go to L.A.
She did my makeup so early, like anytime I needed her. And I just really appreciate you for that.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I love
makeup. Honestly, when I first started doing makeup, I would do makeup at 1 o'clock in the morning,
really?
2 o'clock. I did not care. I didn't have any boundaries.
Yeah.
I was literally trying to kick in that door and just get in the industry
and be
great.
You did it.
I didn't have any other option. I'm like, this is your plan A, B, and C. So make it work.
But one thing I would say about you, even from like the first time I met you, I feel like this was always a goal of yours.
It was, because I've always wanted to teach.
You always wanted, like, you told me that.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to do more.
Yeah.
And then I also thought she was so lit because she did hair, too, and really knew how to do hair.
I really went to, so it's crazy because when I started out as a makeup artist, you really didn't need a license for makeup artists back then. It's something that is, like, newly regulated. But I worked in a shop with, like, different hairstylists. I was the only makeup artist there. So I just ended up going to cosmetology school because I felt like I needed my makeup artist license. Mm-hmm. And when I graduated, I ended up doing hair, too. And it was it was the most amazing experience, for real, to do somebody hair and makeup all in one. Could you imagine how, like, my clients were so happy. They like, this is the most convenient thing I've ever done in my life. But hair is too much. Oh my God.
The other day, remember I came up like, you think you can flat iron my top? You was baby, like, I don't think so.
You got a good 15 minutes out of me. Hair takes so long.
Yes,
you gotta do so much.
Yes.
And you know, once I had a baby, I'm like, oh no, I gotta be at home. So, and makeup kind of always overruled hair.
For sure.
And honestly, I've always wanted to be a teacher. And it's crazy because when I was young, I'm like, I want to be a teacher when I grow up.
Like a teacher for kids?
Not really.
Okay. Just ask.
I don't know. I just wanted to teach. Yes. I didn't know who that was going to be. I just wanted to teach. And so I started researching like how much teachers actually made. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way I'm doing all this work.
Yes.
For this. So I kind of like put that to the wayside. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy how God, things that you end up doing in life are already instilled in you since you were a little child. And honestly, if you are ever finding a hard time finding out what your purpose is, go back to when you were a child. Yes. And what is it that was in you that people always told you you were good at and you just never looked at it? Is something that you can make a living out of or a life out of.
Yes.
So I just kind of put it to the wayside. And I've always been a girly girl. I've been wearing lashes since I was like 12 years old. Thank God that my mother let me she let me be my true self. My friend's mom was like, no, y'all not wearing no lashes. Marche can do what she want.
Mm.
Marche ended up being
a guru.
Yeah.
A makeup guru.
Yeah.
Exactly. I see that?
You see, so let this be a message to parents too. Like, parents. Let your kids be free. Don't project like your fears and stuff onto them because, you know, makeup ended up being a part of my life and I did makeup for 9 years and that was the only thing that I did.
Wow.
That was the only thing that I did. I have not had a job since I was 20 years old. And I started like almost right after high school.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And you know, I had like that coming, I call it the coming to Jesus moment when something is no longer working in your life and you're kind of looking for different outlets. Mm-hmm. So I ended up working at this job. And it's funny, I was an administrative assistant as well for this company. And honestly, I feel like becoming an administrative assistant gives you so much. It gives you so much.
It gives you structure.
Yes.
It gives you like time management.
Yes.
It shows you how to like delegate certain stuff that you have to do. And I literally use everything that I learned at SwageLock and right I just now. Apply it to my daily life.
Yes.
Like I've had my store for what, a year and a half, almost 2 years. And I'm still up every day by 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like Sierra don't sleep in past six.
Because that's instilled in you.
It's
already.
Just in me. And I was like, you know, once I become a full-time entrepreneur, it's just certain stuff that I want to stick with, and that's one of them.
Absolutely.
And I just get my day started. Now I might be in the bed by 9:30, but
that, you know, that's I'm our bedtime now though. Yeah, I can't like go to bed any later
I'm
than
a little
that.
Older. I don't really have a kick it in me like I used to.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah. But I end up having that coming to Jesus moment when I was an office assistant. And when I came into work, it was dark. When I left work, it was dark. I'm just like, okay, God, I know that you did not.
You got more for me.
You got more for me. Even though I appreciate what I have learned, it taught me all of my clerical skills. So when I did open a business,
yes.
I knew what to do. I knew how to run it. I knew what I needed to order. Absolutely. I knew how to find suppliers. But working a 9-to-5 was just not for me. I didn't feel free. I am a person. I need to feel free. I need to have creative direction. I need to be able to come up with ideas and execute on them. So people don't like you doing it in their business.
Not at all. But I would say I'm completely different because I like structure.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that I knew how much I was getting paid every 2 weeks. Really? No matter what I did. Yes. I'm a girl. I'm a Virgo.
Yeah.
So we like everything in order a certain way. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, oh.
See, I'm a Pisces. We just be.
Y'all just be flowing.
We just be
life.
Flowing. We be going with the wind.
Yes, for
like
sure.
That is how.
So my transition was actually hard because I'm just like, am I ready?
Yeah.
Like, what am I doing? Like, when am I going to leave SwageLock to do private and public full time? So to tap back into that, I actually opened something called the private showroom. So the private showroom was nothing but an office space that I turned into like a private store.
Yeah.
And I had
you used to do drop offs.
I used to do it all.
We used to literally order clothes and I'm on my way. Come through with the private and public bags making drop offs.
I'm on my way.
Yeah.
You might have been special.
So honestly, it wasn't just us. Yes.
I'm gonna say Style Bar because I did a few. Style Bar. I had a few girls up there that you know was rocking with me for a while, and they were spoiled.
Yes, Bangs they too. Were. Style Bar is definitely
spoiled.
Yeah,
I had like a few girls, you know, that I'll pull up for. So I opened something called the private showroom. It was nothing but an office space that I turned into like a really cute store. So when I did that, I'm just like, all right. Can I really afford another overhead? Because that's really what it is. I'm like, okay, can I afford this? So I started doing the numbers, calculated a little bit. I'm all like, let's figure it out.
Let's do it.
I can do it.
Yeah.
So I dumped a certain amount of money into it to make it look a certain way. I probably didn't have to do as much as I did. But again, it goes back to me being a Virgo. When I do it, I want to do it right. So I didn't cut any corners.
Yeah.
So I opened that up. Crazy thing is, I only open one day a week. So I only open every Saturday for like 3 or 4 hours.
Because that was your
That was my thing. Availability.
Wow.
Because I was still working at SwageLock.
Wow.
So then something called the pandemic hit. I was able to work from home. Oh,
that
they should have never let me
everything.
Work from home.
Everything. Oh, my God.
Yes. So when the pandemic hit, I was able to work from home. So instead of me staying home to work, I'll wake up, go to my showroom, and work from there. So I'm like bringing in inventory in between meetings. Because a lot of times, I mean, once we get comfortable with working from home, we're not turning on cameras no more.
Yeah.
We barely even got our speaker on. We just listening. Exactly. You know, when they say my name, I'm over there clicking something. But I'm here, you know, doing something completely different. So when I was able to work from the showroom, it went up.
Wow.
I'm just like, if I had like a gap. So when you work from home, your calendar is everything. When I say I was booked and busy all day, every day, if I had an hour gap, a 2 hour gap, private appointments today between 12 and 1. Come see me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just kept it going like that. So those were the only time I was able to squeeze in appointments besides being open on Saturday.
How long did you do that for?
1 year.
1 year.
So I did it for 1 year, and I signed a 3-year lease there. I still got that space.
I know. You tell me.
So when I signed my 3-year lease, I'm just like, 3 years is a long time, but they wasn't budging.
No, they don't budge. Properties want at least. I know people that have signed 10-year leases in a commercial space.
Yes. So they did not budge on me at all. So I did sign a 3-year lease. I was there every Saturday. When I say I sold out every Saturday, I just cry. I cried every day. Like every Saturday. Well, no, every day, honestly. Yeah. But like every Saturday, I used to just cry like, thank you, God. So, but I also noticed I went into like, thank you. I need your guidance. Yes. I need you. Yes. Just stay with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want me to do this, just guide me. I promise you I'm going to put in the work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that just became like my mindset. So I did that every Saturday. And I'll skip some Saturdays, but it was very seldom I skipped a Saturday because I'm like, I'm not.
It's my only day.
Yeah, it's my only day. So once I started doing that and I saw like the income that I was making, I was like, okay, this is really good. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this for a whole year. And I literally was like, if I can make, and this is just me, I'm just
being real. You gave yourself a goal.
I gave myself a goal. I said, if I can hit what I make at my corporate job working 5 days a week for my one Saturday and maybe like, you know, a few appointments during the week,
I'm
leaving. So I put in my notice to leave for my 10-year anniversary at Swage Lock.
Wow.
And when I put in my notice, they was completely lost. They was like, where are you going, Miss McCoy? I'm like, I'm opening up a store. They was like, a what?
Like what?
They had no,
they don't know you.
Understanding of what I was doing.
Yeah.
Like, I even had one of my managers come to me like, so what did we do to you for you to want to leave after this long?
Wow.
And I'm all like, nothing.
You didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything. Yeah. I thank you. Like, you just literally supported me through, through, you know what I'm saying? Like, through a phase in life that's literally about to become my livelihood.
Yeah.
So once I was able to, I saw the difference, you know, like of the pay. I'm like, I'm not even putting 100% into my business. So I feel like I was kind of like cutting it short. You know, I was doing the pop-ups.
Yeah.
I'll drop online and do different stuff like that. But I'm like, all right, well, we sold out. I'm going to come back in 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
You know, like restocking soon, you know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really understand how important it is to constantly generate, keep product, keep everything that you need. You know what I'm saying? So once I hit a certain amount, I'm just like, all right, I'm about to start looking for locations. But I also was like, God gonna show me a location if I'm supposed to get that location.
Absolutely.
I got told no so many times.
How many times?
So a location that I wanted originally, they was like, no.
Yeah.
Somebody
I got told
it.
No before.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, I wasn't okay with it. Honestly, I literally, after the first place that I wanted, I just feel like it was perfect for my vision. It literally.
That's literally how I felt.
I felt like it was my vision.
I felt like the location I wanted was so perfect. It was like all glass windows on a corner.
Oh my God.
High traffic told me no. I think, you know what? They didn't really tell me no. They just said someone else got the lease. So I'm like, all right, I'm late.
Yeah.
But guess what? I'm like, it's cool.
No, they told me no. They said, ma'am, we do not.
They don't want to do
the startup companies.
Nah.
They said you have to be established already.
You want to know what helped me out a lot
that
with that?
That place is still empty to this day. That's what y'all get.
Shout out to y'all. I think what helped me out a lot as far as like getting my stuff, when it came to the income, it really didn't like bother me because I had a job.
Yeah.
You see that? You see how important it is to still have like a paper trail.
Absolutely.
Like income. Like I file my taxes every year. You know, I did everything for my job and I made decent money at Swage Lock.
Yeah.
So when they saw that and I'm all like, oh yeah, that's my corporate.
Right.
But let's go to this business, baby.
Like, you know, you can have it.
Oh, you're good. Let's sign her up. You know, like that was always the, you know, how it was for me. But they had told me no. So I'm just looking. And you were already here when I was looking for my location. And I promise you, when I saw the sign in my current location, I said, oh, I gotta tell Marsha, I'm about to be her neighbor.
I cannot believe
it. I was so pumped.
I cannot believe
you were like the first person that knew where my location was besides like my friend, her name is Valeria. Besides Valeria, because she came with me.
And that's really because I be stalking and I be putting two and two together. I really do. But she posted, she had like this green paper up to her window and then I saw her post something with green and I'm like, wait.
I'm like, girl, you're
my
neighbor.
Are you coming over here? I was so excited.
You're my neighbor. I was so excited. Yeah. We got really good areas. Like, we're really good.
No, I honestly, I love this area.
Yes.
And I think that people look at what you kind of pay monthly and be like, oh my God, I would never do that.
Yes.
But you guys have to understand that it takes money to make money.
For sure.
And I honestly feel like, and most people will probably disagree with this, but I honestly feel like the more you spend, the more you make.
Definitely.
Like the more that you put into your location, the more you put into your business, the more you elevate it, the more you're going to make.
Yes.
So don't be afraid to put money into your business.
but also be smart. Don't do too much.
Yeah.
You know what you're like, you know how much you can put into your business, not money wise, energy wise.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like patience, energy, everything.
Yeah.
That stuff matters. Cause I'm not gonna lie, private and public is my biggest overhead.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
My having a brick and mortar in a more, I would say like more than 1,000 square feet. Cause how big is your building?
So my upstairs total is 2,700 square feet.
Wow. And I have 26. Yes. And those are big spaces. Yes,
but you guys only see like 1,700 because I have a full basement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't really, no one goes in my basement. My basement is for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
But having over like 1,000 square feet, I would say that that's a huge space, but most people feel like, oh no.
You know what? The private showroom was only like right around 500 square feet. And it was like.
And you made it work.
I made it work.
Yeah.
Oh, I made it work.
Yeah. I probably should have. So it's crazy because a lot of people would say like start small and kind of build your way up. I literally tried to bite off the biggest chunk that I could because I'm a big risk, big reward person.
But I love that about you.
But I'm not a gambler. That's the crazy part. I won't gamble. Nothing. But mm-mm. When it comes to like a business or something that has to do with me, I'm all in.
That's so funny that you said that because I always say like when it comes to private and public, I'll bet my last.
Yes. Oh, for
today,
sure.
I will bet for my sure. last. Like if I got 10,000.
Yeah.
Like, and it's going to take me to 5,000. If it's going to take me to ground zero, then so be it.
Absolutely.
But I promise you it's going to generate something.
Absolutely.
But I feel like it always works in our favor because we believe in ourselves. Like,
for sure.
We stand behind our business 100%. And then I also think it's really important on how we carry ourselves.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Like, it's different. So we are a brand, and I say it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I think that your brand, do you think that you're the face of, you're the face of your company?
So originally, I didn't want to be the face of it. I had people telling really me, like, girl, you should not be the model. Like, don't be the model. And I'm just like, okay, I won't be the model. But then nobody represents you like
you do.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even how I style my clothes, respectfully.
Yeah.
I can put someone in the same outfit that I wear.
And it's just when
they like, oh, that's
same.
Cool. And yeah. When I put it on, it's going up. And yeah. I'm just like, she yeah. just had this on.
Yeah.
And her stomach flatter than mine.
Like, what's
and
going on?
And her hips are bigger than mine. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because it's not about the
It's not about
the body. Yeah.
It's not about it. And I say it all the time. People, they like my brand, but they buy into me
yes.
as a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, how I carry myself, how I speak, dress, private and public, like how private I am. A lot of people like, you're a mystery, and I'm just like, I be outside.
I love
like,
that.
I'm not
I
hard
love
to
that.
Find. Like,
I love that.
I don't really feel that private.
Yeah,
I just don't overshare.
And that you don't feel private because you're a private person.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, what you want me to do? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't. People's be like, you're so private. I'm like, I don't really feel that private.
Yeah,
I just never overshare, and I've always been big on. I'm not saying anything until it's 100% down because you just never know someone's intent.
Absolutely.
Like,
I hear that a
yeah,
lot
like
about
people
bad
praying on
intentions.
Your downfall,
yeah.
bad intentions, you yeah. know, like just even trying to steal your ideal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but my family is kind of like that. Like, I'm the youngest. I have all sisters and 2 older brothers. They all private.
Yeah.
All family private. Mama private. Niece private. Like, you don't know what nobody do. Yeah. Like, we all just like real low key, honestly. So, I just feel like, with you saying like you stand behind your brand, you're a risk taker when it comes to your brand.
Absolutely.
But she always put in the work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't just risk it and be like,
you
God, flow
to.
With me. Like,
you have
you
to.
You got to put in the work too.
You have to.
You have
and
to put in the
if
work.
You don't know what putting in the work looks like. So when I was a full-time makeup artist before I decided to open a makeup school. I dedicated 1 to 2 hours out of every single day to work on my business. That means researching my competition, finding my suppliers. Where was I going to get all of this stuff from? Where am I going to get makeup kits? How am I going to get makeup suppliers? And you have to have all of this ready. I know a lot of people say like, oh, I just don't have the money yet. I need the money. Mm-hmm. I need the money. If you really want to have a successful company, do everything that you need to do as if you already had the money.
Yes.
So if I put the $100,000 in your hand today to fund your company, what will you do with it? Will you know what to do? What is your first step? Because you'll probably be all over the place.
Mine wouldn't be buying inventory.
It wouldn't.
It wouldn't be.
Honestly, and you did something that you really don't realize you created a demand for your company first, sure, and you weren't kind of over flooding them with too much things. Yes. Because honestly, you were doing it one day a week.
Because guess what? I couldn't afford to overflow them.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, like, exactly. I didn't, when I started Private and Public, I had rent, I had a car note, you know, yeah, like I still had life.
Yes.
So this is like another bill for me, yeah, until it started generating. And a lot of today, like, even if I make X amount of dollars, I still got to put X amount of dollars right back into it.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything is like a generate. Like, it's everything. Money has to generate, clothes have to generate. And I wasn't dropping as much because I couldn't afford to drop as much.
Absolutely.
You know,
but you, like, didn't know that it was working in your favor, because it was really creating a demand.
I'm so blessed for
you,
that.
You are so.
I know.
So, okay, so listen. Have anyone ever told you, like, oh my God, you're so lucky to be able to have, like, your own clothing brand and be
lucky,
an entrepreneur?
I'm blessed.
I'm not lucky.
I have
blessed.
I correct that every time.
And
I'm
that's
not
what,
lucky.
Please realize that, yeah, this is not something that we were lucky to have. We are very blessed to be in this position,
for sure,
but understand that we did the work.
Yes.
I stayed up 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning working on my brand, getting a business plan. Finding, and it's, a lot of people don't know that. So when I first opened my company, mm-hmm, I actually had investors.
Wow.
And my investor, she was actually my client.
Okay.
And this, I was really just doing her makeup, and I was just telling her, like, yes, I want to open a makeup school. Like, so many people ask me for, like, one-on-one sessions, yeah, but I didn't feel like they were effective. And I don't want to give someone something if I cannot guarantee that I'm giving you that effectiveness in return.
That's how I feel.
Like, I can't do it just, mm-hmm, just because, you know. So I'm talking to her, and I'm telling her, like, I really want to open a makeup school. I already started doing my business plan. I had everything,
wow,
together. I had everything together. She ended up inviting me to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me, like, I want to be your first investor.
Wow.
And I have $25,000 for you.
Wow.
And I literally, like, cried.
Yeah, did you cry?
I almost, I promise you, I got lightheaded.
Yes.
You know, and you don't realize who is watching you, mm-hmm, and if you do the work, just get everything together. The money is the easy part.
Yes.
The money is going to come, but you have to have that drive. You have to have that ambition to do it. And I had that, and she's seen that.
That's amazing.
And that's why she was like, you got this.
No, that's, like, really amazing.
Yeah.
Private and Public, I would say I don't have any investors.
Yeah.
But I literally worked. Listen, when I put in my 10-year anniversary, my store was completely done.
Yeah.
I'm talking about fully clothed and everything. I worked. I think I opened December 11th.
Yeah.
My last day at Swage Lock was December 9th.
You was like, oh, yeah.
Never stopped.
Yeah.
I never stopped. I took that day off. I think I got my hair done, my nails done.
Yeah. And was right back to it.
I was right back to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I really didn't take a break. So, no, I didn't have an investor, but I feel like I had to. I was very, very strict for like a year.
Yeah.
Ain't no
and
bags,
you have to
ain't
be,
no
you
shopping.
Have to be disciplined.
Yes,
it takes
you have to
discipline.
Be very disciplined.
And live under your, especially if, so if you have a full-time job and you want to become an entrepreneur,
yes,
use that money to fund your dream. Don't just spend the money that you make at your job on going out or clothes,
yes,
or taking vacations.
Yes.
You can do that later, I
later
promise you. And it's going to be better when you can go to these different countries and different places, and you don't have to worry about how much money you're spending or can we afford this? Because yes, we can. Yes, we can. So it's okay. Wait for it. Use that money to fund your business, mm-hmm, and just watch your business grow. Do the work to make it grow.
Yes, for sure.
And that's all.
Yes. So no investors, but
you made it happen.
I made it happen.
You made it happen.
Credit cards.
Yeah.
My savings.
Yeah.
I dumped a pretty penny into Private and Public, like getting it up and running.
Yeah.
Because everything I wanted to do inside. But again, those are my expectations and my standards.
Yeah.
I probably could have opened a store and didn't do nothing to it, and it probably still would have went crazy. But when I introduced something, I just wanted to do it the right
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
So I did dump a nice amount. I think I was right under 40,000.
That's a good. It cost me about $50,000.
Yeah, so I did right under like 40 construction, and then probably like 25 clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you went crazy. So, I like, grand opening, you went crazy. You, I like, crazy. I got to stock up. I got to give them. I got to do it.
But guess what? For my grand opening, it's like, oh, wow, you sold so many clothes. But I'm all like, y'all not doing nothing but rebuilding my savings that I just tore down.
Exactly. That you know I have to jump like, right back in that I have to and do it all over again.
So, for a while, don't get me wrong, I see money off private and public. I live off of it. It's my livelihood. Yeah. And I respectfully, I'm so blessed to make well over six figures, seven figures, eight figures. You know what I'm saying? At this point, with private and public, but you have to understand the money that I put into it.
Absolutely.
So I have a friend. Her name is Tanae. She's from Philly. Mm-hmm. Well, she live in Philly right now. But like when I say she's like my mentor, she's everything.
Wow.
Social media relationships are so important. But I have to give her a shout out because me and her talk so much. We literally left our jobs around the same time to go full time with our business. She got a boutique as well.
She's in the fashion industry.
And we had told ourselves this past year for the new year, we make 7-8 figures, but do we pay ourselves 7-8 figures?
Absolutely.
That's very important.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So we can touch a lot of money, but like, are we paying ourselves a lot of money? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like,
that's the point you want to get to.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm there, but not, I'm not there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So no, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Because we know what we gross and what we net and what we stash.
What we stash.
It's three different things.
Three different things. That's a whole
different
topic.
We want to get to the point where we are stashing and netting. Exactly.
Like, so it's
I want to keep it. We want to make it and keep it.
Yes.
But, again, the more that we make, the more we're going to spend on our company, the more it is going to grow. And I'm really excited for that. I feel like I'm one of those people, even when I have a goal in mind, I really appreciate the journey. I really appreciate the person that I have to be to do whatever it is that I'm doing. So by the time I get it, the work is already done. Yes. I've already became the person. I've already done the work.
100%.
So now I can reap the benefits of that. How was it opening a brick and mortar? Did it drive you crazy?
So my contractor... So crazy how the world works. I worked at Swage Lock for 10 years. He was working there as well. So I'm just on social media. I knew I wanted a location, but I'm like, who's going to do my location? Because at this point, I'm private.
Yeah.
So you think I'm private about my life? Oh, I'm real private about my business, especially when I'm opening something so big. So I'm like, all right, I'm not going to say anything. So I'm on social media scrolling. I'm all like, he did her bathroom good. Mind you, never knew who this person was. So I just like saved or like screenshotted at the time, like screenshotted a page or whatever, left it alone. And I noticed someone else had posted, but they someone posted a picture of a guy and they tagged him. I'm all like, he work at Swage Lock, you know? And I'm just like, oh, bet. Like, I'm in the office. He's on the shop floor. I said, tomorrow when I get in the office, the one day I'm going to go into work because it's the pandemic, I'm going to message him and be like, hey, I want to talk. So he did know who I was, but he knew who I was from working at Swage Lock for all those years.
Not
you get what I'm saying?
From outside of it.
He said he did hear of private and public before, but he was like, I'm not going to say. You know, like, he... So respectful. Like when I say he was by far the best contractor I have ever dealt with, but I ain't dealt with many. So he made it a very good experience for me.
Yeah.
So I reached out to him. I had my eye on the building. And before I signed my lease on the building, I had to figure out what all needed to be done to this building.
Yeah.
To make it look like how I wanted to look, to make sure it was going to be worth it, you know?
Absolutely.
Because when they signed, when I went over there and met with the owners of that building, they was kind of like, oh, you sell clothes? No. But now I got a friend that's real. She know how to talk. She's in law school. I keep telling y'all that.
Yes.
So she like, oh, no, she's fine.
Yeah.
Like, we did the numbers already. She can cover it.
Yeah.
So the man looking at me like, not in this Swage Lock uniform. Like, you own a Swage Lock coat. Like, where you work? And I'm all like, I work at Swage Lock. It's a very good company. He all like, yeah, no.
I ain't buying it.
So, He really wasn't feeling it. So once I got past him and I had to show him some numbers, he like, all right, bet. Like, you good. You can get in. I had the contractor come up there with me. I'm like, before I do anything, I need a contractor to come look at it.
Yeah. Because
you just don't want to run into nothing. Plumbing.
Yeah.
Heating. HVAC. You know, like the HVAC. You don't want to run into nothing like that. So he charged me his little consultation fee or whatever. He said, what's your budget? I said, let me tell you what I want before I tell you a budget. Because I know nothing about floors, ceilings, paint, or nothing. So I told him everything I wanted. So he gave me a budget. I think we was like right around 25.
Okay.
Right.
For everything.
So he like, all right, 25, but we ain't doing this ceiling. That's going to be a whole nother thing. You know, like we can't do your ceiling. So I'm all like,
I know.
You know, I'm looking at the ceiling.
I hate
like,
the drop ceiling. I hate the drop ceiling.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, but you just got to make it look clean for me. So I took him in there. He did it. He looked at everything. He was like, it's not a bad building, but it do need some work. especially what you want. I'm building out dressing rooms and everything.
Yeah.
So I told him, he said 25. I'm a big girl. I'm all like, oh, that's, I can do that. I can handle the 25. Fine, cool. Yeah. I can do it. Girl, I went over about $15,000. I wasn't prepared.
No, because you picking out stuff. You like, I want that.
Like, the more you design stuff, you just keep adding.
You keep adding.
You know, like, I did the base. Like, I'm running into stuff. Now I think I'm an interior designer.
Yeah, absolutely.
To the point, I thought I was an interior designer. Negative. I hired a whole interior designer.
You didn't want to do it.
She literally was like, thank you for hiring me, but you definitely know what you wanted your store to look like. Yeah. But thank you for having me, you know.
Yeah.
So she just made it so much easier for me because I'm telling her what I want. So, for instance, these green chairs.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want green chairs. So instead of me being active, you know what I'm saying, getting on there myself. And
looking for them.
She's sending me 7 green chairs under $150 because I got a budget, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So they just kind of made everything easy. So once I got past that part with, like, my contractor and everything, it was smooth selling. I told him, listen, I got my building my birthday. My birthday is in September, so whatever year that was, a few years back, like 2 years back.
So you got the building, you signed the lease for it.
For my birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was looking at it since like July.
Did it take you a long time to negotiate your lease?
No. Oh, because
I negotiated for like 3 months. These commercial leases.
They wouldn't budge on me. Oh, they didn't care. It was no budging. So it was like, you getting this corner location?
Yeah.
You getting all this space?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And they, like, all our tenants here has been here over 10 years, like over 15 years.
Wow.
Welcome to the block.
Wow.
Oh, they was real, like.
You was definitely the new kid.
It was no budging.
Yeah.
So it was easy. I'm just like, oh, my God. So I think I had to negotiate maybe some stuff with, like, the HVAC and stuff. But, like, as far as, like, the price, oh, they didn't budge on me at all.
So it wasn't more so, like, the price. It was, like, the terms. Like, their administration fees.
So they, like, you have to start paying rent. I didn't have to start. So what I did negotiate was, I'm like, it's going to take me at least 2.5 months to get this up and running. I'm not going to be making any income.
Yeah, I need 2 months.
I need 2 months.
3.
So, 4, please. So, but they gave me that.
Okay.
They didn't give, like, I literally hit my mark. So, I'm telling my contractor, like, I'm like, how long you need? He like, I need 30 days. I'm like, you bugging. Can't do it in 30 days. Because you got to remember, when you open up something like this, you got to go through, you got to get permits.
Yes.
You got to get the city to come in. Yes. You got to wait. We on somebody else's time. We are not on our own time.
Yes.
So it did wind up turning into like 2.5 months. But when I say I got every receipt, anything he have done for me, at the end, he gave it to me in a folder. There you go.
Wow.
Every dollar, everything. And I'm just paying them off. One thing about me, I don't like owing nobody money.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, all right, here go like 5. Here go 10.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's my balance?
Yeah.
Ooh, gotta wait.
Gotta pay make this down.
Let me pay this down. And like, so he made everything really, 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 really easy for me. But it was all an experience because I never did it before.
Yeah.
So running into stuff, I'm like, oh, I need a register. I'm looking at $2,000-$3,000 registers. He like,
you do not need that, ma'am.
He was like, so I can buy some wood. We can put something together. He like, it's going to cost you like $1,000. I'm like, oh my God, let's do it.
Yeah.
So just having people on your team that also have the same vision as you is very important because you just don't know where you can cut ends or where you can't cut ends at, you know?
Yeah.
He like, we're not doing the selling. I'm going to make it look nice. My selling look amazing.
Like, yeah, it does.
And I was crying. I cried like, I can't afford the selling. Maybe this is the wrong direction to go in. Oh, I was sick. But just having someone on your team that know, like, all right, they got you.
Yeah.
It's just like a vision. So shout out to Steve. It's like Love Joy Construction on social media.
Yes, I'm definitely fine to him. I'm definitely
fine
to him.
He's really, really good. But he did his big one with my location, and he real private. He ain't posting nothing.
Really?
No, he did not. He never posted my store until my store was completely open.
That's amazing.
Like, up and running open.
Yeah.
Like, he never said, not no late night, we in here working, new floor, who this, none of that. Like, I was like, oh, he matching energy for real.
Yeah.
You know, but he really, really did a good job. And I feel like, well, opening a business, that was my biggest headache. Not finding the clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Because you already had done that.
So I got that. But you see how you was like, oh, I spend 2 hours a day. Girl, I was up at wee hours of the night because half of my vendors are in China now.
Yes. So now I'm setting you're alarm on a 12 hour time
you know,
difference.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Falling asleep.
Falling asleep. Don't want to sleep. I ain't pay her. She cussing
now
me
now I
out.
Gotta wait now until tomorrow.
A whole nother day.
You know, and it's such, oh my God, it's such a sacrifice. Yes. And I used to be tired because I would, you know, I would still work during the day. Mm-hmm. So I was ready to go to sleep and I could not do that. I did want to give a shout out to my investor, though. My first investor. Her name is Dominique, guys.
Shout out to Dominique.
Shout out to Dominique for
That's such a blessing.
Believing in the vision. That's a Absolutely. Blessing. And I was always very disciplined. So I was always a money stasher.
Yes.
You know, I stash money for no reason. Just because I feel yes. like you never know what you're going to need it for. And if you need to fund one of your ideas, you need to be able to have something to do that.
Yes.
So I was definitely blessed to have that. But my experience with contractors, I cried so much here. First of all, when I found this building, my first building, they turned me down.
Where was your first building?
It was on like Richmond Road.
Okay.
And it was so beautiful. So they turned me down. That hurt me so bad. I didn't look for buildings for a whole month.
Did you get like discouraged? Yes. Like it's just not supposed to be?
I'm like, yes, maybe this is what I'm not supposed to do. And that comes with life. Yes. That is easy. You are always going to have those feelings when you are doing something that you have not either done before mm-hmm. or something that is new to you. Mm-hmm. So I took a month off and then I found my building by riding around.
Me too.
So I looked online. Online does not work for commercial properties.
Not at all.
Probably for residential, but commercial properties, you have to ride around and look for the address or look for the sign on the door. So I end up finding this plaza. And honestly, I believe we were actually, so I was the first like black person in this plaza.
Wow. Shout out to you.
You were the second, but you came shortly after. And now we have another girl. But I'm glad to see that, you know, because we're like in a neighborhood where a lot of black businesses don't get open. So I'm honored to have been able to done that. But when I found this building, I ended up negotiating my lease for 3 months. I found the building in November. I didn't end up signing my lease until March or April. That's how
long it
took.
And the negotiate was more for like the amount and the terms.
It wasn't the amount because they're usually set on how much they want per square foot.
Yep.
But just the terms of it, the extra fees, the CAM fees at the end of the year.
How long is your lease here?
It's 3 years. So it'll actually be up next year.
You're staying?
I don't know yet. I feel like I want a bigger building. Who wants more than 2,600 square feet? I know. But I do want to go bigger just so I can have room to grow and I can add. Yes. I can have room to add to my business.
Yes.
But I definitely want to expand into different cities because I feel like I have a business model that other people need. And I want to be able to share that with them. So how much longer do we have? Okay. So I know we really just been talking so much.
I'm feeling like a part two.
Yeah, for sure. This is not going to be the final episode, guys. But we do hope that you got a lot out of this episode. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel because I plan to drop videos at least every other Friday.
Oh, you gonna keep it coming?
Oh, for sure.
I'm excited.
You have to.
I'm next door. Call me if you need me.
I will.
You gonna do my makeup?
I am. You know what? She needs me to do her makeup for everything, y'all. She get her makeup done for no reason at all, just to go to lunch with her friend.
I don't care.
Say, I need this face
beat. And I've took classes and everything, and somebody got to beat me down.
Okay, just tell them how they can find you.
You can follow our social media on Instagram and Facebook. I'm really not active on Facebook, so we're not.
We need to be though, because Facebook
got the people.
Yeah, they do.
But Instagram is private.in.public, and my personal page is SI_Nicole.
Thank you, guys.
I am located at 5712 Mayfield Road, Lyndhurst, Ohio, 44124. If you know where she at, you know where I'm at.
We like literally right next door.
We right. It's my neighbor.
Yes. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great one.